Colonial Pipeline, one of the nation's largest fuel pipelines, has shut down over 5,000 miles of pipeline following a cyber attack. Joining us now is David Sanger, one of the New York Times reporters who first broke this story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Tell us a little bit more about this pipeline first. It's a large one, and tell us a little bit about the distribution and the importance in the nation.
Sure. So this pipeline carries refined gas, diesel, jet fuel, and it ships it basically from the Gulf Coast around Houston all the way up the eastern seaboard, feeding Atlanta, up through Virginia, and ends really in New York Harbor with a little branch that goes off and feeds the New York airports. So it provides about 45% of all of the refined fuel used on the East Coast.
What were the concerns? So obviously a big distribution there. What were the concerns then related to a cyber attack? What was the threat there?
So initially, when we first got wind of this, was Friday, when it looked like shipments had stopped in this pipeline. A little hard to hide that, isn't it? And then there were rumors around of a possible cyber attack. The company issued a very vague statement late last night in response to requests from us and some others. And it was only today that they revealed that actually it was a ransomware attack. Now, that means that the attack wasn't directly on the pipeline and the control systems that allow the gas to flow. Instead, it was on the computer infrastructure of the headquarters of the company. And the company itself stopped the pipeline for fear that the hackers had also stolen enough information that they might be able to get into the pipeline or some of its suppliers. So that tells you that you don't really need to hack the pipeline. You just need to create the fear that you've got enough material to get into it.
Obviously, this is a huge concern. I understand the federal government now getting involved in this investigation. What are they hoping to learn?
Well, it's a great question, because we've all been talking about infrastructure hacks now for 10 years or so. We've all been worried about the Russian malware that's inside the electric grid, but the Russians have never turned off the electric grid. Now we're beginning to see, through ransomware, actual physical infrastructure being shut down. You saw an effort, may have been an insider, from down in Florida of a small water system where the system was basically poisoned when somebody took over controls of how much lye goes into it. Fortunately, that was caught early.
All right.
Now you've got this.
Why am I not kidding?
And this looks to be the pattern as these ransomware attacks accelerate, and they've accelerated greatly. Around here, you'll remember it was the city of Baltimore that had a big hack a few years ago, also a ransomware attack. They chose not to pay the ransom and had to go reconstruct all of their information systems at a cost of about $18 million. Here, we don't know whether Colonial is paying the ransom or not, and they're not saying.